The Consumer Electronics Show wraps up today in Las Vegas. There was the usual fanfare and head-turning product debuts, including robot kittens. But CES also made headlines this year because of a controversial decision to schedule a keynote address by the president's daughter, Ivanka Trump. For more, we're joined now by Peter Kafka, senior correspondent for Recode. Hi, Peter.
Hello.
Well, let's start with Ivanka Trump. What did she talk about and what's been the reaction?
Ivanka Trump talked about something that is pretty anodyne and uncontroversial in most other settings. She gave a talk on, quote, the path to the future of work. It's not unusual for a White House or Washington person to show up at CES and talking about the future of the work. Future of work is the kind of thing that a tech event like CES would be deeply engaged in, or at least talk about a lot. Obviously, it's controversial because she's Ivanka Trump and she is the president's daughter, and people were offended simply by her presence there.
Now, CES is billed as the world's largest consumer electronics show. People in the industry closely watch it every year. What generated the most buzz this year?
You know, there's a sort of recurring narrative about CES, which is it doesn't generate nearly as much buzz as it used to because the biggest companies in consumer electronics, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, Samsung, Microsoft, when they have something they really want to show off, they don't do it at CES. Mm. They do it at their own events. And also, by the way, if you want to show someone something that you want them to buy next fall, you don't come out with it in January. You do it in the summer or early fall. So you end up with a lot of sort of very futuristic stuff that may not ever show up in the market or by companies that can't command the same kind of attention that an Apple or Samsung or Apple or an Amazon could.
That said, what was big?
That said, the one thing that I heard a lot of folks talking about, there's some self-selection bias, is the launch of a new video service, not a gadget, but something you can stream to your phone called Quibi. This comes to you from Meg Whitman, who used to run Hewlett-Packard, and Jeffrey Katzenberg, who's a big deal in Hollywood, used to run DreamWorks. Before that, he was at Disney. This is a mobile-only video service, and the idea is there's plenty of stuff you can watch on your phone right now, but their stuff will be better, and you will pay for it.
There's also a device that's getting some attention, Samsung Cero TV, whose display rotates to a vertical position at the touch of a button, mimicking a smartphone screen.
That ties into Quibi actually quite nicely because one of the big selling points of Quibi is you can watch the video with your phone either up or turned to the side. And then this Cero TV sort of tackles the same problem in the opposite direction, saying we'll turn the whole device for you. And then it's a nod to the idea that people are consuming video on things like TikTok and Instagram, and they generally hold their phone up when they do that as opposed to the sort of landscape mode that people are used to watching TV and movies on. And if you want to be cynical about it, and maybe you should be, this kind of shows you that we're sort of maybe near the end of the innovation cycle in consumer tech. If we're literally talking about which way you turn your screen,
right,
it seems like a fairly small advance.
Okay, and I'm going to give you 30 seconds to tell us about robot kitties. What's that all about?
Your guess is as good as mine. I would not put one in my house. CES is a great place to go see things like robot kitties or futuristic sex toys or lots of stuff that maybe you didn't know you want and maybe you'll never get, but at least it's a good place to talk about that kind of thing.
That is Peter Kafka, senior correspondent for Recode, with some of the highlights from CES, which is wrapping up today in Las Vegas. Peter, thank you.
Got to go buy those robot kitties now. Thank you.
Exactly.